Hello and welcome to the programme. You can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. A very interesting Mooney Goes Wild ahead of us tonight. But before we get into it, I want to tell you about a very special event that's taking place right across RTE Radio 1 next Monday, the bank holiday.
From bird baths to hanging feeders, Garden Birds takes centre stage.
One of the secrets to the robin's success is that it's more tolerant of humans than most other birds. And when we see them at the feeders, they're not as agile as a blue tit would be. They're not as dominant as a blackbird would be. That would chase it away from the food.
Join Derek Mooney and the team for the Great Big Garden Bird Watch. Bank Holiday Monday throughout the day on RTE Radio 1 and the RTE Radio Player app.
Yes, it's the Mooney Goes Wild Great Big Garden Bird Watch. Various programmes throughout the schedule next Monday will be dipping in and out of this event. So we have a live stream on our website, rte.ie/Mooney. There is a camera fixed on a bird feeder in Jim Wilson's garden in Cove, and we're streaming it 24/7. So you can log on now. You won't see very much now. Well, you might see the outline of a bird or you might see the odd animal, but it's best to watch between dawn and dusk. We've also made a very special Nature on One, which will be broadcast next Monday at noon, about garden birds. And the best part of it is it's an audio and visual presentation. So you can listen to the radio between 12 and 1 next Monday, or you can go to the website rte.ie/Mooney and click on Garden Birds, where you will see and hear what we are looking at. Jim Wilson, Niall Hatch, and myself. And thanks to our cameraman Donald Glacken, who's done the most amazing work, I can promise you, spectacular images of birds. And he slowed the speed right down and he's brought the birds full frame, so you really do get to see every little twitch of the wings. It really is terrific. So make a date for the Great Big Garden Bird Watch next Monday, right here on RTE Radio 1. We'll talk more about it with Jim Wilson a little bit later on.
From bird baths to hanging feeders, Garden Birds takes centre stage.
One of the secrets to the robin's success is that it's more tolerant of humans than most other birds. And when we see them at the feeders, they're not as agile as a blue tit would be. They're not as dominant as a blackbird would be. That would chase it away from the food.
Join Derek Mooney and the team for the Great Big Garden Bird Watch. Bank Holiday Monday throughout the day on RTE Radio 1 and the RTE Radio Player app.
Now, as we already mentioned, next Monday, that's the bank holiday, we will be celebrating birds big time across various programmes on RTE Radio 1, because it's going to be the Great Big Garden Bird Watch. So let's go now to Cove in County Cork and say hello to Jim Wilson and our cameraman, and we'll tell you all about it. Well, they'll tell you all about it right now. Jim, Donald, how are you?
Well, Derek, we're doing very well, and very well done here.
Good to hear it.
And I've got Donald Glacken, ace cameraman, with me. Some of you may remember that Donald did that great, great filming at Harper's Island when we did the wetland bird special. Well, now we're moving to garden birds, and in preparation for our broadcast next Monday at noon, Nature on One, it'll be all about garden birds. And to do a bit of homework, Donald has come down to have a look at the garden, have a look at the setup, the feeders, find out what are going to be the best angles, what we can and can't do. Donald, I think you're reasonably happy that we're going to get some shots.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Looking around the garden here, there's a lot of variety, a lot of great places to hide away as well. Most important thing is not to disturb the birds when we're filming, so there's plenty of sheds, places we can get in with the camera and still get really, really close without causing any hassle to the birds. We've been watching from a few places there and they seem none the wiser to our presence. So, really looking forward to next Monday. Should be a great day.
Now, it's going to be very different to the Wetland Birds programme, which is still available on the website, rte.ie/Mooney, and you can just click on the link and watch the TV programme we made, which was filmed by Donald. Different in the sense, Donald, that the wetland birds kind of feed very slowly, in that they'll hang around the place and they'll feed. Oh, they're always cautious, but they're feeding, and we can watch them and then we can talk about them for a few minutes and then we can move on to the next bird, etc., etc. How are you going to do that with the garden birds that come to the hanging feeder? Sometimes it seems for the blink of an eye and they fly off.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a conundrum, all right. I know that from watching my own birds at home in my own garden. Like, they might only be there for 10 or less than 10 seconds sometimes. So to fill up a bit of air time, kind of we're looking to fill an hour. I think we'll probably shoot slow-mo. I'm going to do a few tests today with slow motion camera, and that way we should get really nice close-up details and really see the movements of the birds, but it'll also give us plenty of picture. Like we've only a day to film, so with the wetlands it's a lot easier. As you said, they're there, they're in situ, so you've plenty of time to kind of fire at will. Here you're kind of at the mercy of the birds. They'll be hopping in and out of the feeders, so if we shoot slow motion, we should get plenty of pictures and plenty of detail on the birds as well.
Will weather matter, Jim? Because if out in the wetlands the birds are there, it's wet, it doesn't matter. They're in the water all the time. What about garden birds? If it's raining, for example, and looking at the long-range forecast, there's going to be rain.
Yeah, there may be rain, but not a problem. Absolutely no problem at all for the garden birds. They have to feed every day. Scientists have proved that they need to get energy in through food every day, especially during the short winter days. And so they're going to be out there regardless. Now, if it's, you know, storm force 11 and something like that, they will hide for a while. But if it's the normal rain we've been getting, unfortunately for some in the last while, they'll be out. I don't have a problem with that. I do always become apprehensive though, because Dawn's down here today and the birds are giving themselves up. They're all over the place. We've counted over a dozen species while we were here looking at the various places where we might be able to set up the camera for Donald to do his thing. And I've seen mornings where for some reason the birds decide just not to play ball and not come out so much, or they've gone next door or across the road. So I'm still quietly confident that on the morning they'll be there regardless.
And we're mentioning cameras and we're mentioning Donald the cameraman. It is a radio program primarily, but we're also making a visual version for the benefit of you who want to go onto the website at the same time and look at what we're looking at as the program goes out. It is a specially recorded program, just to let you know that it won't be live. It'll be specially recorded as live. So as we're seeing it, we'll comment on the birds, and that's what you'll see on the pro version, and that's what you'll see on the version we put on the website. Now, we're also today officially launching the live stream, Jim. So we have a live stream of a camera set on the bird table and hanging feeders in Jim's garden, which you can watch from dawn to dusk. We've been streaming it for the past few days, but officially launching it now, Jim.
Yes, it took me a little bit of a while. It's a bit of a steep learning curve for me, the live streaming. We've got a setup there now. I've got a GoPro, which my family chipped in together and got me for Christmas, which I didn't know about. Pleasant surprise. And I put it to really good use. It took me a while to get the setup right. I've had to kind of set up a system that I wouldn't normally have in the garden. So there's a table right next to the hanging feeders, but it means we can look at all the different types of bird that come to either hanging feeders or to bird tables. And then at one end of it, I've got the GoPro, and I've now got it, fingers crossed, I have it streaming without interruption from dawn till dusk. And you might log on and see nothing.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
But do come back, because there are times when there's a lot of activity, especially the couple of hours just after sunrise and the couple of hours just before sunset. Because after sunrise, it's the first chance almost all these birds are getting to feed since sunset the previous day. So they're going to be out and about. Mm-hmm. And also then before the night time, get a last bit of a snack in, because that's all you're going to get till the following morning.
So then do you switch it off? Is that what you're doing?
I'll switch it off once it gets too dark.
Yeah,
to
so
see
you're not going
anything.
To see anything anyway.
I leave it on, you know, as best I can. I leave it on well into the dark, because believe it or not, we've discovered the blackbird actually comes to the bird table and it's almost pitch black.
But it's got a big eye.
Yeah, and that's the reason why.
So it can see more than the other birds with small eyes, gets more light.
And the robin does the same thing. It arrives as well, well into dark. They're the last two, just like in the dawn chorus.
Yeah.
They're the last ones to
go to sleep.
To go to sleep,
and the first
yeah.
ones to wake up. I was going to
yeah.
ask you there about the lengthening of the days, because I've noticed it. Mm-hmm. Certainly it's brighter and brighter. Mm-hmm. So what time is dusk now?
Well, at the moment, I think dusk is around 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And sunrise is around heading for 8:45.
Okay, so if there are teachers listening, You can show this in school on the whiteboards.
You can. Okay? Absolutely. And that's part of why we're doing this.
Yeah, just watch it.
You know, you can stay in the comfort of the classroom and watch the coming and goings of the birds.
And it's there, and it'll be there tomorrow. If you're in class tomorrow, just switch it on, even for 5 minutes, just to say to the kids, look at this. This is a live stream from a person's garden in Cove in County Cork. And these are the typical common garden birds that you could see anywhere in Ireland. How many species have you counted, by the way?
Oh, it's over 20, I think 20. 21 or 22. And also, by the way, they should have access to our archive of previous days streaming.
Right, that's
fantastic. So they could fast forward till they see some
birds. Individual birds.
Yeah. No problem
like
at all.
So like blackbirds, goldfinches.
Yeah. The blue tit, grey tit,
sparrows,
starlings,
the list is endless.
It is. And that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
And so let's hope people will tune in.
They will.
To see Donal's filming and what they're going to. This is what amazes me. You know, Ferdus to RTE, because this is all being done within a few hours of filming. Like, we won't be on a David Attenborough three-year, blank check.
Euro budget.
Let's get the helicopters out.
This is very tight, let's be honest. This is a radio program.
But we're actually going to be filming for no more than two and a half hours. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we'll get good stuff. But when people are watching whatever we get, just remember, it was all done
as live.
On the day.
On the day.
And so what we're seeing...
We're showing you what we have. It's
on the day.
It is what it is.
It's just
think
one day.
Slow TV if you go on to watch the visual version of it, as I'm calling it. But you'll be listening to the radio and excellent commentary from yourself and Niall Hatch of Birdwatch Ireland, because we know that thousands of people around the country in houses, as I say, big and small, are taking part in the Birdwatch Ireland annual Garden Bird Survey, which goes until the end of February, and you were behind that at the beginning. You had that idea, did you not?
I did. I was doing the British Trust for Ornithology version of it for a couple of years beforehand, and I said, this is going to be perfect for members of Birdwatch Ireland. I'm very keen on education, very keen on getting people involved, and I thought this was a no-brainer, that so anybody, no matter where they live, even if it's people that can't get outside their house, once they have a window,
they can look out.
And once they have somewhere to put out some food, and now you don't even have to put out food to take part, just look out your window and record the birds you see in your garden.
All right. Just to remind you, that's next Monday, Bank Holiday Monday, from 12 noon until 1 o'clock thereabouts. We'll have the Mooney Goes Wild special, Nature on One, Garden Bird. It's going to be part of a great big Garden Bird Watch on RTE that day. We hope, fingers crossed, just to get people thinking about the birds that visit their gardens. Okay, no more than that. It doesn't have to be any more complicated than that. We'll have a lovely, especially recorded program for radio. And you can also go onto the website and watch the visual version. You can go there also, and there's a very extensive archive. And if you just click on the live stream, which we're streaming right now, you'll get Jim Wilson's Guide to Garden Birds. Everything you got to put out, how you feed them, what type of birds come in, how to look after them. Water is very important. All of the do's and don'ts, if you like, are there. Jim Wilson's Guide to Garden Birds. So it's all there. One-stop shop. rte.ie/Mooney. So, Jim, we'll talk to you during the week when we're down there recording. Thank you very much indeed.
Listen, Derek, good to talk to you as always.
Thank you, Donal.
Thanks very much.
So until next Monday, for the Great Big Garden Bird Watch from everybody here, bye.